Hey, everyone. Welcome to the Real as Yates podcast. We are your hosts, Paige Yates
and Taylor Yates.
And in this podcast, we share with you everything we know about real estate, Greater Boston, and life. And in case you're wondering, yes, we are in fact related. We are a top producing mother-son real estate agent team where we lead, surprise, the Yates team.
How you doing, Mom?
Good, thanks, T. How are you?
Good, thanks. Up to anything cool lately?
Well, I have lots of things that are cool, but got to get up every day and go for all those things that you want to do.
That's what my kids say about you.
Really?
That everything you do is cool.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, they love their grandma.
Ah, thank you. But I am going to do something that I think is pretty cool, which is I'm going to go to Seattle, Washington for Halloween for a couple reasons. One, as you know, your cousin's out there, so I'm going to get to see her. And I'm also going to go to, which I'm really looking forward to, a college football game. I'm going to watch UW play their last, I believe it's their last home game. So I haven't been to the West Coast in a long time, certainly before COVID. And I know it's really far, but I'm really looking forward to going out there and, you know, having a few days there. There are great lavender fields and there are mountains and you can do all kinds of things there. So I'm really looking forward to a trip.
Yeah. I love Seattle. You know, a number of years ago, I did a trip to like California and up the West Coast. And of all the cities I visited, Seattle was the only West Coast city where I was like, I could really make it work here.
Yeah.
Like, this is my kind of place. And, you know, I don't know if it's that it's just like the climate is similar or... The culture is, I mean, it's similar, but it's different, right? They're much hipper out in Seattle than we are in Boston. But I love outdoorsy stuff. So I love that angle on Seattle. It's just always green.
And you got the water, so it's kind of cool. And I don't know, it's I'm looking forward to it because I haven't been there in a while.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, enjoy your trip.
I will.
So this week we're talking about fall sports in Boston. Right. So this is something that we are intimately familiar with. We spent a lot of time at a lot of Patriots games for many, many years. Why don't we talk about what ways do Boston sports teams like the Red Sox, the Patriots, the Celtics, and the Bruins contribute to the city's sense of identity, especially this time of year?
Wow. That's
heavy.
That's a big question.
Yeah. So, I mean, you want me to kick it off for you?
Go ahead.
I mean, fall, first of all, fall is playoff season for baseball. So all those like big Red Sox World Series moments, they happened, you know, those stories started this time of year, right? I remember like 2004 when the Red Sox won the World Series and we just like went bananas in Boston, right? Like that was great. And I'm not even a big baseball guy, but I was into it. And I think that's sort of what Boston sports are around here. Like, even if you're not into sports or you're a casual observer of sports, we have so many teams that have been so good for so long that you are at least passingly familiar with what they all are and what they're up to and are like rooting for them.
I think people relate to the teams. They feel here in Boston, they feel an ownership of those teams, even though they're just mere mortals, right? I mean, there are so many memories created, whether, you know, over winning and when they've lost, that, and people just get behind the sports here and just are so excited, so committed to going and supporting the sports teams.
Yeah.
And I think it's amazing.
Right.
And it's just history. It's the history of Boston, and it plays such a major part in the city.
Right. Not for nothing, we are very spoiled. Like,
yes.
It's been a long time since we went an entire year without at least one team in contention for a national championship.
Correct.
Right. It just, Patriots carried water for that cause for a long time. The Red Sox had their stretch.
Yeah.
The Bruins, great. Yeah. And now it's the Celtics, right? Yeah. Like, you know.
I think the other thing, too, about the sports is, as someone that's gone and watched a lot of the different sporting events, and gotten behind different teams, there are certain, like, I can remember being in the Patriots Stadium during the snow game.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. Adam, that was so fun.
You have memories where you're like, you were there seeing them clean off the field so that he could kick. And you were sitting in the stadium bundled up to keep yourself.
Oh, my gosh,
To have gotten there. We came through a blizzard just to get there.
Oh, yeah.
And to be there for those moments, historic moments, are amazing.
Yeah, there's a lot of iconic moments in Boston sports, right? Like, I feel like it is hard for me to take clients on a tour of houses without seeing one photograph of, like, Bobby Orr diving in front of the goal.
Yeah, yeah. Like, it's really a wonderful way for a community that's much bigger than just Boston. Because you go an hour around Boston and everybody just rallies.
Yes.
And it gives everybody something to focus on and support. And it's kind of it levels the playing field. Everybody's the same. We all want them to win.
Right.
And that's pretty exciting.
Yeah. Since you mentioned the snowball, I have to say, I actually just really admire how hardy the fans are in this region, right? Like, we will go to a game in a blizzard. And I think we share that with, like, fans in the upper Midwest. Like, I kind of imagine Green Bay Packers fans in the same way. But, you know, then you go down to, like, the Sun Belt and people are like, ugh, it's going to, like, drizzle. I guess I'll just skip it, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
So, yeah, I
think there's a great identity in Boston with their sports teams and with everybody who lives in Boston believes that they're part of those teams.
Right. And I think that, you know, I remember as a kid that impacted, like, my perception of myself. I was like, oh, I was a certain set of things because I was, like, a fan of these teams. And that's what those teams' core values were that they were expressing. So, awesome. All right, we're going to take a quick break and then we're going to come back with our question from the audience. Did you know that Paige and I aren't just your favorite real estate podcast hosts? We're also pretty darn good at our day jobs, too. With over 30 years experience and $1 billion sold in Greater Boston, we're real estate agents you can trust. If you're buying or selling a home, reach out to us at contact@yatesboston.com today. So, Mom, what is the coolest sports paraphernalia you've seen in a home that you've toured?
Oh, man, I have to say that I've been pretty lucky because I have seen the Super Bowl trophies and rings.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen Stanley Cup when the Bruins won, and I've seen those rings. Mm-hmm. I mean, I was actually at a party where the Stanley Cup was used.
Yeah.
And I've also been in a home where I've seen the reward from winning a World Series. So, let me see about a Celtics. Have I ever seen that?
Yeah.
Not sure about that. But seeing those up close, those incredible things, it's amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, Stanley Cup is amazing.
Yeah.
It's just, it's huge. There's a gentleman that takes it, you know, he wears gloves and he takes it to individual houses every day.
Yeah.
You know, it's quite an impressive sight.
Yeah. Stanley Cup is pretty cool because we are a hockey culture. Up here, like, everybody plays hockey for at least a year in this area. And that does not mean that everybody goes on to compete to be on their high school hockey team. But, like, you know, I feel like hockey up here is what Texas, or what football is in Texas. It's just, it's part of the culture. Yeah. I've not seen all of those. I've definitely seen Super Bowl trophies, which is pretty dope. What else? I came very close to an NBA championship trophy, but not quite. But that's a story for another day.
I have to say, of all those, I've seen all those, from the World Series winners to Super Bowl and the Stanley Cup, I think the Stanley Cup is probably the most impressive. It's a story because that guy takes it around and you can read names on it.
That's
and
cool.
It is incredibly beautiful.
Yeah. I hope none of your clients are offended that you picked the Stanley Cup, you know?
I mean, anybody that sees Stanley Cup would say that, right?
Yeah. Well, thanks for the great question. If you're a curious cat and would like your question to be considered, you can just send us an email at contact@yatesboston.com or slide into our DMs at Yates Team Boston.
That's it for this week. Be sure to tune in next week wherever you find your podcasts. If you like this, be sure to like, subscribe, and give us that 5-star review. You can also find us on Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok at Yates Team Boston or on the web at yatesboston.com.